Get your taste buds ready for one of Ventura County's favorite events. Enjoy a day full of family fun, food, and live entertainment at the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on Sunday, September 3rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Camarillo Ranch, located at 201 Camarillo Ranch Road in Camarillo. They're proud to present some of the best chili cooks in the country. Bring the kids to this family-friendly event to romp in the bounce house, play games, and get crafty. Hope to see you there. For more information about the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, visit CamarilloChamber.org/Chili Cook-Off.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I'm Kim, and I'm so glad that you are here. We've got a great show for you today. And of course, our show is going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. We start at 6, and I hope you're starting your day in a positive way. And we talk about the brighter side of life. We've got a whole hour from 6 to 7, and then 7 to 8, two different shows. And we are so glad that you're here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you want to write down, put it in your phone, and put Kim Pagano's show right next to it so that you can be a part of our show. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your input. We want to hear what's happening in your lives, and we want to hear really what's going on, and also another opportunity to win. We've helped so many people, and if you have something going on, I would love to help you with some of the resources that we have here on our show. Again, you can follow us, I hope, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. If you're on social, those are all the places that you can find us. Also, we have our podcast, and an hour after our show, you can download our podcast on your phone or on your computer and listen to our show there. And all you have to do is go to iTunes and then go over to the Kim Pagano Show. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and that just tells about all of our great guests and all the different events that we have coming up. So I'd love you to make sure that when you call in, give us your email so we can get you hooked up on that. We've got a lot of things that we're giving away today, and I'm going to have Tom talk to you about that. But before, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. Work until you no longer have to introduce yourself. I love that. I love that. I mean, I've been everywhere. Tom, you feel like the same thing. You've been everywhere.
Yes.
People kind of, you walk in and they're like, Kim's here, Tom's here. You know, I love that. That means we've been doing our job, kind of getting out there.
They wonder when I sleep.
I know. Hello. I know. They're like, is your husband okay? I'm sure. Does Colleen wonder, like, where are we going this weekend or what are we doing this weekend?
Generally, she's wondering at least one event is something the family will go to because it is radio related.
Radio related. Exactly. So anyways, I'm really excited. I want to tell you about our first guest, Mae McCarthy, and she's been on my show several times. I love what she represents and what she talks about. And we're going to be talking about five characteristics needed and five myths to bust before becoming an entrepreneur. Love that. Kathleen Costa is a new guest of ours, and she's the author of Mandala Guidebook. And I'm talking about how to draw, paint, and color expressive mandala art. So I'm really interested in learning that, and I thought that would be fun for my guests, my listeners. And then next we're going to talk with Cece Adami, and she's going to be talking about the 9th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. And of course that's happening Sunday, September 3rd. So we've got tickets for that, and I'd love to share those with all of you. Again, write that phone number down at 805-419-0008 And Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Oh, we have some good ones. Let's start off with the Rubicon Theater presenting West Coast premiere. It's Incognito, playing all the way through to October 1st. It is going to be a great show, September 13th through October 1st, Incognito at the Rubicon Theater. California Kettle Corn, we have that. High-quality kernels, hand-popped. It's great. It's tasty. Great for your business and your family and a whole lot of fun. The 9th annual Chili Cook-Off is happening along with a music festival. And it's going to be Sunday, September 3rd, 11 to 4 o'clock at the Camarillo Ranch House, the Adolfo Camarillo Ranch House. We are all going to be there. Rolling Pin Donuts in Camarillo, the best in Ventura County. We have passes for the Los Angeles Zoo, Lure Fish House with locations in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. And finally, Pete's Breakfast, serving the best breakfast dishes in town. You will find them at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. Pete's Breakfast House is fantastic. And we have a Camarillo Skyway Playhouse presenting the last 5 years. They also do great productions right there at the airport.
There you go. And I'm sure Tom's probably going, what is LuLaRue? Okay, it's like, I'm telling you, it's kind of like Lip Sense that I actually started selling too now and helping out both my daughters. But LuLaRue is a leggings, and it's actually a whole fashion that meets comfort. And so we've got a pair of LuLaRue leggings. And so I'd love to share that with everyone. And of course, that is care of Debbie's Mongolis, her style and her compliments to that. So again, we are glad that you are here, and I'd love to start off with some tickets to Camarillo Skyway Playhouse. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. So with that, let's start with our first guest. We're going to bring Mae on, and Mae, are you there?
I am here.
How are you? Good. Good morning to you. How's everything going?
Everything is just great. Well, really fun. Well, just got back from a conference in Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica. No problem.
Life is good.
Huh? All right. What was the conference about?
It was an organization called Universal Foundation for Better Living.
Oh.
And they hold an annual conference, and hundreds and hundreds of people from all over the world show up, and I got a chance to be a keynote speaker along with Arun Gandhi, who is Mahatma Gandhi's grandson, and the Reverend Ed Bacon.
Wow.
It was great fun.
Very cool. Very cool. So what are we going to be talking about today? I know that how many books do you have?
I have a second one coming out in March of 2018 called The Gratitude Formula.
Mm-hmm.
And I have The Path to Wealth, which was my first book, which is still making it around the world. I'm amazed every day somebody contacts me that they received a copy of the book and it's helping to improve their life.
I love it. I love it. And so the five characteristics needed and five myths to bust before becoming an entrepreneur. That's a mouthful right there. Where did we get that one from?
Well, my background is I have been part, really a quite privileged and pleasure to be part of growing 7 successful businesses over the last 35 years.
Wow.
And so I have done everything from a brand new idea startup all the way through to selling to $5.5 billion companies. And so the idea of being an entrepreneur can sometimes sound really, really great, especially when you see those great success stories like Jeff Bezos of Amazon or Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. And people think, wow, I'm really, really great at my job. I'll just go off and keep all the profits myself and start my own company. And I, as an angel investor who looks at about 150 companies a year to invest in, see a lot of failure because people don't understand that what it takes to be an entrepreneur. So with our topic here, my mission is to sort of give people a little bit of insight and recommend that they do some homework on paper before they start emptying their nest egg into their big idea.
Wow. Okay. I love that. Now, where do you practice? Where are you?
I'm based in Seattle. I actually have a couple homes, one in Seattle and one outside of San Antonio.
Okay. Perfect. So what are the questions someone needs to ask themselves before embarking into an entrepreneurism? But here's a question. I'm going to even back up further. What, you know, if you've been doing the same business for a long time, is there like a check, you know, almost like a marriage? You want to like go, okay, is this working? Am I still on target? I mean, is there something like that?
Well, sure. And that's really based on your growth plans and your growth desires. If you feel that you're stuck and at a plateau and you want to, you know, invigorate your company to start exceeding new growth measures, well, then you have to do a couple things. First of all, you have to make sure that your customers and your potential customers are, in fact, getting what they need. And what do the new potential customers actually want? I mean, especially in technology, technology changes so quickly that you want to make sure that you're always talking to potential customers to find out what their problems are and what kinds of solutions you can come up with to help them.
Mm.
Or if you're in a service business, you know, get out there and talk to a few potential customers and find out if the service you're providing is still relevant. And if not, what do they need that you can actually create or modify or pivot to be able to be of greater service to them?
Okay.
So I'm a big believer in always going to the customer, the potential customer first, and making sure that what you're providing is relevant to their needs.
Wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So back to what are the questions someone needs to ask themselves? I mean, and really this is at any time you could kind of be, you know, starting a new business, kind of looking at your business, reflecting, correct? And you ask yourself, what is it? And what are those questions?
Right. So the first one is to ask yourself, you know, what's my tolerance for risk?
Mm.
Am I willing to not have a paycheck and be able to fund my idea and startup without putting undue stress on my family and mm-hmm. my living situation? I have seen a number of people, they'll have a, you know, somebody will be a great baker, and they work for another company, and they've got guaranteed pay, they've got health insurance, they've got a job where they show up at a particular time and they leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a really well-balanced life. But, you know, they're thinking, well, everybody's coming in to the shop because I'm such a great baker, and I'm only getting paid this, so I think I'll just go start my own. And they talk to all their friends and their family about it, and their friends and family think it's a great idea. I mean, they're a really good baker. So they quit their job and they start building this brand new business, and they open the doors, and opening day is great because it's all their friends and family.
Mm-hmm. All
but
support,
every day after that, they are scratching their head wondering why aren't people here? Well, there's a lot more to starting and growing a business than just baking. So you've got to be able to have a high risk tolerance. You've got to have created a plan that shows not only what your products are going to be and what they're going to sell for, but how are you going to let people know about your business, and how are you going to attract them to come in, and how do you differentiate yourself from the competition? So my biggest advice always is, number one, do you have a risk tolerance so that you can fund your business and not have a paycheck for up to a year? And number two, have you done a plan to make all of your assumptions and all of your business model on paper before you ever quit your job?
Wow.
Because if it works on paper, and you get some advice from some seasoned business people, certainly you probably have some in your own network, but if you don't, go to the Small Business Administration. They have some volunteers that have been successful business people that work for a program that they offer called SCORE.
Okay, yes, I've been to those, and a lot of people have gotten amazing help from them.
Yeah, and get your plan reviewed and make all your mistakes on paper before you ever quit your day job.
Okay, now let me ask you, obviously there's a transition that has to happen, but I see what you're saying is a lot of people just stop their old job, start their new one, and they're drowning all of a sudden, correct?
Yeah, I've seen that, and it's very sad.
Okay.
Very sad to see.
Yeah, all right. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Mae McCarthy, and we're talking about really investing in yourself. Isn't that what it's all about?
Well, it is. There's a desire right now. One of the greatest things that's happening in our society, especially with the use of technology, is anybody can start a business and they can have a store. You can put up a store by tonight.
Right.
Because we don't have to have four walls anymore. We can do it online virtually. We can sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
We can provide any service. And a lot of that enables us to open a store online, which is wonderful.
Right. So opportunity is there.
Yeah. If you're an artisan and you want to sell your creations, your gorgeous creations online, you can do that, but you still have to let people know that you exist. You still got to invest time and money in building the website and creating the e-commerce site, and also creating the products for sale and the pictures to post and information to post and all sorts of work. Plus, you have to have a business license, and you have to do accounting, and you have to
figure out who's going to handle
the shipping, and
right.
It's much more than just opening a business.
Correct. So, Mae, what are the other questions that someone needs to ask themselves?
Well, the very first question is, do I see a problem that's happening, and do I have a great solution?
Mm.
In every business, you either see a problem and have a solution, or you see an opportunity to create a convenience and have a solution.
Mm.
Those are the two things. If you're going to just be a Me Too brand, that's probably not going to fly, because other more established companies have more money, more marketing money, more advertising budgets, and they will outsell you all day long. But if you've got something that's different,
mm-hmm.
if you've got some sort of value proposition that's different, either better customer service, better quality, something that's different, then that's a reason to go ahead and start your business.
Mm-hmm.
But there needs to be a purpose. You either have a problem you're solving or a convenience you're creating that people want.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the very first question is, am I passionate about something?
Okay. That makes
like
a lot of sense.
Like in one of my previous businesses, I was shocked that people, over 100,000 people, were dying every year in hospitals because they weren't getting the proper medication. There were medication errors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, wait a minute. If we can go to a grocery store and scan a box of Kellogg's cereal and know that it's that Kellogg's cereal, why can't we scan a drug and a patient wristband to make sure it's the right drug for the right patient?
And is that your creation?
Yeah, so we created that. I had two of those companies. My last one I sold in 2012.
Wow, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Yeah, so we were able to help hospitals improve patient safety. So the problem we saw was that people were getting medication errors and either dying or getting sick. And the solution that we had was to prevent that.
I like it.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So make sure you've got a problem to solve or a convenience to create before you even begin to think about starting a business.
Okay.
And then there's a whole bunch, Kim, there's a whole bunch of people that think, oh my gosh, if I just have my own business, you know, I'm going to make more money or it's going to be easier than my current job or I'm going to have lots more time because I get to make my own schedule. And I have a couple of words of caution. Number one, that could happen. If your business is successful, all of those things could happen, and you definitely want to shoot for that. But while you're getting started, you probably aren't going to make more money. You're probably going to have to invest money. You probably aren't going to have more time because you have so many different jobs to do now. Whereas you used to be a baker, now you've got to be an accountant. You've got to be a business advisor, you have to be a janitor, you have to be the mail person. You have so many different jobs that you have to create for yourself that you're actually going to be busier.
Wow. May, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we are so glad that you are here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give away a Pete's Breakfast gift certificate. And if you're into breakfast like I am, that's a perfect way to start your day. So give us a call right now, 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org. Get your taste buds ready for one of Ventura County's favorite events. Enjoy a day full of family fun, food, and live entertainment at the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on Sunday, September 3rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Camarillo Ranch, located at 201 Camarillo Ranch Road in Camarillo. They're proud to present some of the best chili cooks in the country. Bring the kids to this family-friendly event to romp in the bounce house, play games, and get crafty. Hope to see you there. For more information about the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, visit CamarilloChamber.org/Chili Cook-Off.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And joining me, we're going to be talking about it here in a little bit, is Cece Adamy. And
hi.
Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you, Kim. Good.
Good. And of course, we've got the chili cook-off coming up. And God, in fact, we've got this big, nice poster here. You'll probably start to see them all around. Mm-hmm. And that's happening September 3rd, 11 to 4, over a course at the Camarillo Ranch House. And Big time fun day, chili cook-off and music festival. So stay with us because we're going to be talking about that. And of course, we have tickets, so we would love to make sure that you're calling in for that. And of course, the phone number here is 419-0008. We're talking with Mae McCarthy right now, and we're really talking about, she's got a couple books, but one that's brand new that's going to be coming out. But the one we're talking about is really The Path to Wealth. And we're talking about questions that we need to ask ourselves if we're embarking in on being an entrepreneur. And we kind of went through a couple of them. I love your, you know, you need to have a problem to solve or a convenience, and you don't want to be a me too. That's interesting. You know, there's so many. When you say a me too, I understand what you mean by that, but oh my gosh, look how many people make hamburgers. You know what I mean? How do you find just a different niche?
Well, if you're going to make hamburgers, you probably have created some sort of an ambiance, you know, a place where people can come and get or stay and eat their hamburgers. That's
right.
Really, really cool.
Okay.
So it's different than going to a Wendy's or a McDonald's. You know, it's yours. It's got some flavor of you.
Okay.
And that's fine. I mean, first of all, half of the businesses that start every year die.
Okay. Well, that's very reassuring, right?
Right. And by year 10, 90% are dead.
Okay.
So you need to have enough differentiation in whatever it is that you're going to do in order to compete. So
right.
As I explained in one of my previous businesses, when we started both of those businesses in the same industry, we were competing with three, not one, but three Fortune 20 companies.
Wow.
That could way outspend us. But the thing that differentiated us was our technology design and the solution that we had, as well as the customer service and response time. A giant Fortune 20 company doesn't respond very well. But our company, because we were small, we were able to be very responsive very quickly.
Okay.
So you determine what differentiates you when you do a business plan. And there are a ton of free templates online, Kim. So I recommend if anybody has an idea for a business, go ahead and take the time to do a real business plan. It will show you a section that's called competitive landscape or competitive analysis. And that's where you really get to compare yourself to the competition and see, wow, do I have something that's better, that's more convenient, that's a lower price, that is more customer service friendly, whatever it is that differentiates you. Do all of that analysis on paper before you start emptying your bank account.
Wow, I love that. That's some really good stuff. Where would we find that business plan? You said that that we could go on.
Right. If you just do a search for free business plan templates, you'll have a bunch of sites. But one that I like that has a lot of different industry samples for all kinds of different small businesses is called bplans.com.
Oh, okay.
Bplans.com.
Okay, very cool.
And then you can type in what industry, you know, if it's consulting or service or restaurant or, you know, engineering or any industry you want, they've got a sample plan that you can use as a template.
Wow, very cool. Okay, good. So, you know, okay, so what do you think these myths are stemming from? Is it because people have these huge dreams, ideas? Of course, you have to have a dream in order to have a goal kind of thing, you know. But what do you think that these are stemming from?
Well, I think partially is just because, you know, startup entrepreneurism has gotten so much press recently. I mean, with shows like Shark Tank and The Profit and a whole bunch of others that are highlighting people that have, you know, started garage businesses or, you know, businesses out of their kitchen and then gone on to have huge success as a result of these kinds of shows, I think that it's made it more appealing and not seem so scary to go off and be your own business owner. And then when you look at people like, you know, the story about Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, I mean, this was a college kid who started a business, and now it's one of the most successful businesses of all time.
That's crazy.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And you know, people get this idea, you know, we, as humans, we have this tendency to think things are always greener on the other side, right?
Right.
And so we think, wow, you know, I'd really like to work for myself and have that kind of freedom. And my purpose is simply to say, you know what, I think it's a great idea, you should go for it, but do all these things first to really plan out what your business is going to do. And you may very well get to that point of freedom, but you don't want to just jump in until you've done a plan first. Otherwise, you're going to lose it all.
Right. I totally agree. And when you have a plan, does it, you know, I mean, is there step one, step two, step three? Is that how you would work your plans? Your businesses, did you have a plan?
I did. And a business plan is a living, breathing document because there are going to be some times in your business. Like, I can tell you that I've started, just about every business I've started, and there have been seven, always has a moment where you have to pivot. And what I mean by that is there might be a regulatory change that could absolutely kill your business, and you have to make a change in your business to still be relevant and desirable to your customers. So you've got to be able to weather that storm, that unexpected storm. Let's say you open a store, and then all of a sudden, right next, you have a cute bookstore or a cute cafe, and right next door, somebody opens something that's part of a chain like Starbucks, let's say. And now you have to pivot to really show how you're different, and people should still come to you instead of going to the national
person.
Chain.
Got it. I love that. May, where do we find out more about you? I love what you talk about. I love your inspiration for business and for life. And where can my listeners find out more?
They can go to maymccarthy.com. That's maymccarthy.com. And if they go to the Contact Us page and pop me a request for the Angel Investor Checklist, what I'll do is give them some information about what investors look for in a potential investment in business. And if they build their plan to be investable, they have a chance to really succeed in their business.
Okay, very cool. I appreciate that. All right, May, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you, May. All right. We are going to actually just move right on to our next guest. Oh, okay. Did we lose her? Okay. Okay. No problem. All right. We'll take a break then. We'll get back with her on that. Let's see. What do we want to give away? I've got some Rubicon Theater tickets. And of course, they're presenting Incognito. I love that. I'm excited to see it. And it's going to be around for a little bit. It's from September 13th all the way to October 1st. So again, call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Catherine Costa. Stay with us. Bye-bye.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. If you miss any part of our show, you can always download our podcast. And you can do that on your phone or your computer. And all you have to do is go to iTunes and search the Kim Pagano Show. All of our shows will be there. I do want to just do a shout out for today, the grand opening of Save a Life Thrift Stores. And that's happening today. And we had him on our guest, Marvin. Great guy, great things that are happening. And they're going to be doing a huge giveaway and raffles and kids' finger printing by Camarillo Police. So definitely stop by there. That's 601 Mobile Avenue, Suite E and L in Camarillo. And if you need their phone number, 1-888-876-0605. A couple of my listeners called up and said, where can I take all my stuff? And I think they even come and pick it up. So I had a nice talk with a couple of my listeners out there. So again, they, you know, you can donate your stuff there. It's a great cause. So again, all right, I want to introduce my next guest, and Catherine Costa is here with us. She is a first time on our show, and we're going to be talking about the mandala guidebook, How to Draw, Paint, and Color Expressive Mandala Art. Catherine, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are. And of course, my listeners are probably going, what is a mandala?
Yeah, well, let's start with that. And in the process, I'll tell you about myself in relation to mandalas.
Okay.
A mandala is a Sanskrit word that loosely means circle or center. And a mandala practice can be many things. And I kind of think of them as three different types of practices. The first one, some of your listeners may actually recognize and have been doing it without even knowing. You see, coloring books are really popular these days, and many of
Adult coloring books.
Yeah, the adult coloring books. And those circular ones where they've got those repeating shapes and patterns, those are mandalas.
Okay. So we do know what they are. Okay, great.
And so for some people, it's very relaxing to unplug from social media and get on coloring and seeing those designs, intricate designs, come to life with the color. So that's one way someone might have a mandala practice. Another one is someone might discover how easy it is to draw them. Mm. And this is where I come in, because I help people learn how to draw them. And it's a lot easier than people might believe. They look really intricate, but I break it down and show how people who don't even believe that they're creative or know how to draw, they can make one of these.
So,
and then the third, go ahead.
Well, I want to ask you, so is there something expressive about drawing in these? I mean, are we learning something about our inner self at
well,
the same time?
You're getting ahead of me. That was the third type of mandala practice. So we got the first one's the coloring, the second one's the creating. And then what we find when we're creating these, we're having this quiet time for ourselves. We start thinking and reflecting on our lives. But there's also, we can go even deeper than that, because the shape, the colors, the symbols, even the placement of all those things within the circle has meaning, has significant symbolic meaning, but also personal meaning. And I call those our mandala stories.
Wow. You know what's weird? I think, I don't know. In fact, Cece's here in the studio with us. Did you ever, like, and I don't know if you did this, Catherine, where you used to, I used to, like, draw any which way, and then color it in. Did you ever do that?
And I like, love doing that.
Yeah. Is that kind of, what is that called, since you know, you're kind of...
I think that's just kind of a free-form doodling. I don't think it really has a technical name that I'm aware of.
Right.
This is a little more organized because it's within the boundary of a circle,
okay.
which gives you a sense of safety and containment. And then when and mandalas, it's interesting you say that with the free form, because a mandala doesn't have to be perfectly symmetrical to be a mandala. Contemporary ones can have that free form thing. So okay. there's a real wide range of what that circle art can look like.
Okay, okay. So how has creating mandala been healing practice for you?
Well, I first learned about creating mandalas 18 years ago when
wow,
I was a graphic
designer.
Wow, that's
a long time ago.
Yeah,
I mean, so you were way ahead of the coloring books.
Yeah,
for adults,
yeah.
right? Okay.
So I've been, I learned about it 18 years ago when I was a high school graphic design teacher. And the art teacher on faculty had a background in art therapy. That's what she studied in school. And she thought that I would be interested in this. And she taught me about the work of Carl Jung. He's a Swiss psychiatrist who would keep a diary every single day, a journal. And he found himself drawing these circular patterns that reminded him of the ancient art, Asian art of the mandala. And so what he was noticing in his day-to-day drawings of these is that there was a correlation between what he was drawing and what he was going on internally with him. And he started using that in his practice with his people, with his clients.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And so there's been this whole study of this whole psychology behind what we create intuitively. And so over the years, that's been something that's fascinated me. But it really didn't become a focus for me until about 4 years ago when I had my own personal crisis. I was in a real low point in my life. I had a string of losses. It started when my beloved dog passed away, and then my only son, who's a teenager, really wanted to live with his father 1,800 miles away, and I knew he needed to do that, so there was that loss. Then my mother unexpectedly died, and 10 months later, my father died.
I just lost my mom,
right?
And I totally get that. It's, it's hard. It's hard. And it's like, you know, you seem like a really positive person. So do I. But it's hard to pick yourself up, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what was going on for me? A year after, you know, the last incident there, my dad going, I'm a high functioning person. But, and while it looked on the surface like I was creative, inside I felt flat. I felt dead. I was at a point where I thought I was going to quit blogging, which I had been doing. I was a highly creative blogger for 6 years with a big following, and I was going to quit social media. I just felt like I was never going to be creative ever again.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
So the mandala actually helped me to reconnect my creativity. So what I did was I went on a vacation. I was in this beautiful mountain town in Colorado. I had with me a journal and some watercolor paints. And I was just playing around in my journal, and I was spontaneously creating mandalas. I hadn't been creating them for a long time, and there they were showing up. And I started writing in my journal, hey, I want to get back into exploring these.
Wow.
And so what happened was that I awoken in that week of quietly creating without any expectation of making anything for anybody else. It was just more of just messing around with some watercolors in a journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized in that moment that I really didn't want to quit life. I really did not want to quit.
Yeah, you've just been knocked down.
I wanted to be creative.
Yeah, exactly. Now you have your book, The Mandala Guidebook, right? What would we find in that?
Okay. Well, let me just segue here from the story of my crisis. 4 months later, I decided that I got the mandala fever. I got this bug that I really wanted to keep creating mandalas. And so I gave myself this challenge to create 100 mandalas in 100 days and invited my friends online to join me, people who've been following my blog for years. And it caught like wildfire, and like thousands of people have been doing this from all over the world.
Good for you.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so I followed my curiosity, and I just was looking into more different aspects about mandalas that I didn't know about or that I wanted to learn more about. And in the process, I realized there was this opportunity to create a book that I would have loved to have had 18 years ago that still wasn't there in the market. And it's the Mandala Guidebook. This book that takes you through step by step on how to draw a wide range of styles.
Wow.
Beautifully illustrated.
Catherine, where do we find your book?
Well, Amazon.com.
Okay.
And you can also go to my website, 100mandalas.com.
Okay, great. Well, I love this. I would love to have you back, and maybe you can do a guide with us or something, you know. Please, you know what? Thank you so much for being here, and please share our show and our podcast with everybody.
I can't wait
to get mine because I'm going to share it with everybody.
Thank you so much
for having me. Thank you, Catherine. All right. We are going to just walk right on over to the Chili Cook-Off with Cece Adami. And, of course, you guys, this is the Chamber is putting this on, right? Camarillo Chamber this year. Of course, everybody's still involved in it. Tell us a little bit about it, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Kim. Thank you for having me. Yes, this is the 9th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off. This is the first year that the Camarillo Chamber is taking over it, but the profits and everything is still benefiting the nonprofits like Camarillo Hospice, Boys and Girls Club, and Big Brothers Big Sisters.
That's great.
Yeah.
And have they always done a VIP?
Actually, this is the first year.
I thought so. Okay, yes. That's perfect. So tell us a little bit about that.
So you'll have basically the VIP area would be in the barn.
Uh-huh.
And you'll have your own shade because I don't know if you've been in the past
years.
It gets kind of warm out there. So you'll have your own area, your own chair, your own area to sit there with your own food and drinks and... It's just...
So who is hosting inside the VIP? Do you have, like, volunteers and donations for that?
We have volunteers and donations from there as well. And I brought some of a copy of our sponsors. So we have many, many sponsors that... I mean, I don't have Oakmont, Senior Living, I mean, from you. Thank you. You're one of
our
main sponsors as well as Dex YP, Pods, Andrea Seafood, Light Gabler, Ventura County Community... Ventura County Credit Union, Party Pleasers, Churchill, Valencia, CBC, the Camarillo Tourism, DCH Auto Group.
There you go. You got everybody on
God.
There. I love it.
Roadrunner, Camarillo Ranch, of course, and Yelp.
There you go.
And there's many more. So this is the last week. It's coming up.
I know. It's going to be.
Anybody interested?
Yeah. So where do we get tickets if they haven't already won them
tickets,
here on the
feel
show?
Feel free to go online. You can go on CamarilloChiliCookoff.com or CamarilloChamber.com events. Either one will direct you to purchasing the tickets. We still have tickets available. General admission at the door.
Okay.
Yes.
So will they be more expensive at the door? Or
no.
Same? Okay.
No, same. The same.
Okay.
Same.
Good. I like when they do that. You know, because people don't know what's happening the next weekend or whatever.
It's the same.
That's perfect. Okay. So again, September 3rd at 11 to 4, right? Of course, at the Camarillo House.
Yes.
How many chili champion chilies are there? You know, everybody brings their own chili pots and all that.
Yes. I mean, it's all over social media. I'm going to say there's over 20 of them. I'm going to say 20, 25.
Okay. Perfect.
So it's great. What I personally like is the fact that you not only will be able to vote for your favorite People's Choice chili, but you can also enjoy the things like the kettle corn beer.
I love the kettle corn. He's
barbecue,
one of my sponsors, Richard.
Right?
Yep.
Richard, yes.
He's great.
You know, and fine ice cream. There'll be some of your favorite vendors, food trucks there as well. There's so many of them I can't even...
Okay.
Name them all.
Okay, perfect.
But bring the kids. Bring the family. It's a great event. Have some fun. It's from 11 to 4.
Yeah, it's kind of just a good family fun day with music, kids' activities, live entertainment. Who is the live entertainment?
Oh, wow. We have three main ones. We have Instone Band. We have Caught Red-Handed. Then Tucky String Band. I mean, these are great.
Okay. Bands. And just casual, right?
Casual.
Absolutely.
I
love it. Like, we don't have to get dressed up.
Nope.
We're just kicking it.
And then we'll have a section for the kids, the kiddie zone, where, you know, you can sit down and enjoy the event. And, you know, you can, from where you're sitting down, you can just, you know, take your look at the kids having fun in the kids area.
In the gated.
In the, yes.
Yes, it's all gated. Yes. And yeah, so wow, I love that. And now, you know, I know we didn't really talk about this, but the Camarillo Chamber of Commerce is putting this on this year. Who else does it benefit, and who does that go to?
All the net profits are benefiting Camarillo Hospice, who used to put it together in the past.
Uh-huh.
So Camarillo Hospice, Big Brother, Big Sisters, and Camarillo Boys and Girls Clubs.
Okay, very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, I'm excited to be a part of this. And of course, another amazing day. And and now there's going to be vendors there as well.
Vendors, food vendors, non-vendors, like jewelry, clothing. I mean, we have a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's going to be a great event.
Okay.
Well, and with that said, I'd like to give a pair of tickets away if it's okay
with
you.
Oh, yes. I would love that. All right. Let's do that right now at 805-419-0008. We'd love to give away another set of tickets. And again, Cece, thank you so much being a part of our show and for letting us be a part of this great day. This is going to be so much fun. And I just want to also mention something, because we're almost at the end of our show, we've got lots of stuff that we are giving away. I want to tell you that we're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. I've got my good friend Diana Anthony going to be coming in, and of course she is Bolt Equities and Incorporated and Big Rich Realty. And if you are looking for a house, let me tell you, she's a lady that you want to deal with. You're just going to have a new friend. Let's just say that. So stay around and listen to that. And also, we've got Shannon Kaiser with her book, Self-Love Experiment. So we've got lots of stuff. I hope that you stay with us all the way to 8 o'clock. A couple of really quick mentions. I've already had the kickoff for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And I don't think anybody doesn't know somebody that's been affected by, you know, cancer. And I would love to see all of you either make a donation, small donation, a dollar, whatever you have, just, you know, it all adds up. And I'd love to have that happen. And if you feel like walking with me, I would love to have that happen too. The other thing that we've got coming up is Venture County Out of the Darkness Walk. And I have sponsored that. I think this is a really big thing that people need to know about. There's a lot of suicide, you know, and there is a prevention for it. And there's there's advocates that can help you through these times. And so that's another thing that I welcome donors and donations. And if you want to just be there to support people in this time of needs, that's another great thing that I would love to share with all of you. So we are at the end. Oh, I'm going to actually give you one more thing that we have coming up. We have the 26th annual Thousand Oaks Street Fair, and that is happening Sunday, October 15th in Thousand Oaks, and that's 9 to 4 right over on Moore Park Road. They've got a ton of vendors. They've got room for more. If you want exposure, they've got about 20,000 people that will be there, and of course, food trucks and Kids Zone. There's just so many great places to be, and the greatest thing about that is you can just take a stroll all the way down Moore Park Road, and it's free admission. So that's another thing that I'd love to share. One more thing. We've got so many things. I love it. And also, let me get through this. Ventura Chamber of Commerce is presenting The Taste. And that is going to be really fun. Of course, that's Thursday, October 19th. So we got lots of stuff. Do you think that the list just keeps going on and on? But I do want to remind anybody that if you have a business or an event or something that you would love to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, I would love to have you call in. And that number is the same number that you call every time you're here on the show, 419-0008. And you will get one of my team members or myself. And all you have to do is just let me know what we can do to help you or how we can spread the word about what you're doing. Or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And again, we love to spread the word. We love to be a part of whatever you're doing. At this time, I want to thank you, Cece, and Tom, thank you so much. And, of course, stay with us because we've got a whole nother hour, and Diana just walked in, so we're going to be talking with her. But, of course, we always end our shows with a moment of happiness, and today's is a woman's loyalty is tested when her man has nothing. A man's loyalty is tested when he has everything. Think about that for a moment. So with that, stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us and we'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.